Do you have any update on?
Oh my gosh, look who showed up. Sorry.
Any update on the Keith Kudrow?
No.
Any long-term concern on the game?
I don't know.
Did this game have a sort of playoff feel to it a little bit this time of the year?
It was a, it was two teams that wanted to win a hockey game. That was pretty clear. And it was fast. Both teams competed. It had pretty much everything. 5-on-3s, 4-on-3s, power plays, penalty shots, big saves, great goals. So the only thing it was missing was a good scrap. So it was a good hockey game.
Can you tell us what happened with the whole Cedric Paquette and Gord Dwyer? Was there some sort of incident on the bench with
Gord Dwyer? I think there was probably a missed call on Cedric, and it's an emotional game, and he was clearly upset. And, guys are competing, and he was clearly ticked off a little bit, and emotions probably were running high at that point, and so I think obviously he was upset with the call, and then I think the ref was probably a little upset with, with Cedric. So, in the end, probably, calmer heads need to prevail. But it's hard when guys are competing as hard as they are. So it was, as I said, it was an entertaining game all the way around.
John, can you talk a little bit about Brady Point and shootouts?
Yeah, well, he just, a lot of times he just goes down there and shoots the puck in the net. That's what you're supposed to do. So that's about all I can say. That's what he does.
You usually have him lead off, but you've gone to a second here the last couple of times. How strategic and
neat
is that?
I got that one from Kevin Cash. So he's showing me a little bit of. No, it's a feel. Sometimes, I know there's a scrape, but if guys have played the end of the overtime, you try and give them a little bit of rest, or as much as you can. I always think that's the one thing about the penalty shot rule is, a guy can have a long shift, get hauled down, and then he's the guy that has to shoot in the penalty shot, and they're just gassed. And sometimes, you're not thinking that's probably a fair advantage because of how tired they are. And there's times when, you get to a shootout and guys are gassed, so you try and give them a breather and. That's just the way things have gone.
Anything you can say about the trade today with Vladdy coming out and two players that are coming back?
Well, it's, first of all, I'm in my fifth year. I've been in the organization, 7 or 8 years, and Vladdy's been here pretty much the whole time. And so, when I spoke to him afterward, that's kind of how we talked about is, how we were together in the minors, we were together in the pro, in the NHL, and it's like losing one of your sons. You've been with these guys for so long, and but it's this is it's the business aspect of the game, and I know the Rangers are getting a really fast, skilled player that anytime you're in February and you've got 20 goals, you're having a pretty good year, and in order to acquire players. You have to give up players, and to me, today it was a hockey trade, and we picked up a couple guys that we felt filled a need for what we need moving forward, and the Rangers got what they need moving forward, and that's young guys, and they're trying to rebuild. And if you look at what the Rangers done, they've just compiled a boatload of assets. Moving forward, but it's always hard to lose one of the guys you've gone to war with for so long. But in saying that, you're really excited for the guys that are coming in, and I think it's probably a good deal for both teams.
In what ways can Ryan McDonagh and JT Miller help this team?
Well, first of all, anytime you can acquire defensemen that both players are in their 20s. Both are signed. So this wasn't, it's not like this was a rental trade. This is, both guys are signed, not only for this year, but for next. They've both played in big moments. McDonough's played in the Stanley Cup final. He's played in a conference final. He's been a captain of a team. When you're acquiring not only talented players on the ice, but guys, warriors, you know, when I look at those guys, that's the first thing that comes to mind. And just, I know, you know, the one thing about McDonough, I think, I hate to say this, but one of the reasons we won that series was they had so many guys hurt. He was one of the guys that was hobbling around on one leg the whole time and still was unbelievable in that series. And then you get JT Miller, who's a heavy body, plays hard, wins faceoffs, shoots the puck, and he's played on the big stage as well, everything from World Juniors all the way up. And so Steve did a phenomenal job addressing some needs that we thought we needed as a team. But in the end, this is a team sport. Teams make trades. One or two guys aren't, you know, they got to push you over the top. In the end, you need your health. You need your chemistry. You need the Warriors. And you throughout a playoff series, you need breaks. And, a team wins. A team gets to the playoffs, and a team wins the Stanley Cup. And so, you know, we're hoping that the acquisition of these guys, you know, just adds to our team, and we'll see what happens.
You've been around the game a long time. What does it do for the? Does it have any effect in the room when management says, "Hey, we're trying to win a cup, and we're trying to add pieces right now to do that"?
It's human nature for that to happen, isn't it? Is when the guys, probably all woke up from their pregame naps and, saw on the ticker that we'd made some deals, but. There's that excitement of adding guys, but like I said, there's always the disappointment that you lose guys as well. So, but it's to bring in the caliber of players that we obtained is pretty exciting. And I know the guys, the guys were happy or excited that they've got new teammates. They've played against these players. They know how effective they can be, and so it was. It was a good vibe.
Coop, Johnny got pulled out there a little bit at the end, but he came back. How good was it to see him on the ice there?
Well, what is always happens. You play on trade deadline day, and then 3 p.m. passes, and all of a sudden guys are dropping like flies. So, but it was great to see him back. Hopefully, the emotions and the energy and the adrenaline kept him in the game. We'll have to reevaluate here. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Thanks,
man. Thanks,
dude.
Thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for having me.